Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia International Airport officials say Sunday was expected to be the busiest over the Thanksgiving holiday, and as travelers told KYW's Nina Barati, it was quite a crowded travel day.
I've flown a couple times, but I don't think it's ever been this bad.
After a Thanksgiving weekend away, PHL officials say close to 85,000 people were expected to go through the airport Sunday. Inside, crowds of people were spotted around the luggage retrieval belts. And outside the airport, a ton of cars and taxis with staff outside in the rain to help people find their ride. But despite the busy scene, some passengers like Davina Meg says her craziest part of her trip to Vermont for the holiday was getting there.
Going over, I had a little worry because it took a while to go through security. So I made it to 5 minutes before boarding, which is always a bit of a moment of heart palpitations. But after that, it went just fine.
PHL says there are 12% more people traveling during the end of November compared to this time last year. But overall, it's still lower from 2019 levels before the pandemic hit. Center City, Philadelphia continues a steady recovery from the COVID-19 downturn. The Center City District annual report on retailers shows the second year of growth in new business openings and storefront occupancy. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Pre-pandemic, 89% of Center City stores were occupied. That plummeted in 2020 to 55%. Now, though, occupancy is back to 80%. But Center City District Vice President Prima Gupta thinks those previously boarded-up storefronts have left a lasting, if false, impression.
I don't know if it's the news of a Wawa closing or maybe a Walnut Street retailer like The Gap that, you know, we thought would always be there has left. And people don't have a sense of what's actually going on.
Gupta says more than 175 businesses have opened since spring of 2020, many of them newer brands that started out as digital retailers. And some old standbys, such as Free People and J. Crew, have moved to larger spaces.
I think all of the trends are pretty positive.
Gupta credits the large residential population in Center City and the rebound in tourism, but says the lack of office workers is still hurting. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Patco plans to keep part of the original underground look when the long-shuttered Franklin Square station reopens. But the head house will be new. KYW's Mike DiNardo got a tour of the construction at 7th and Race.
Watch your step coming up through here.
Few people have seen the Franklin Square platform since the station closed in 1979, but Patco executives, along with a reporter, got an underground tour of the ghost station last week. Delaware River Port Authority Chief Engineer Mike Venuto says the station is getting new lighting, communications, and electrical systems, but the green and white 1930s-era tiles will remain.
We're going to still use the existing tiles that are down there in those existing colors.
Starting early next year, work will begin above ground to build a glass-enclosed head house with a green roof. DRPA CEO John Hansen says the authority took steps to preserve as much of the Franklin Square Park as possible.
We entered into formal agreements designed to protect the green space.
About 1,300 daily riders are projected to use the station. It's expected to reopen by summer of 2024. During a time when blood donations tend to drop, the Red Cross is doing something special to help get those numbers up. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Blood and platelet donations tend to drop by 20% during the holidays, according to Red Cross Southeastern Pennsylvania CEO Guy Triano.
Reason for that is your high schools are going out on break, your colleges are going out on break, and many people, especially in their place of worship, are concentrating on the holidays and perhaps running less blood drive.
Triano says starting Monday, anyone who makes a blood donation to the Red Cross will receive a $10 Amazon gift card. He's hoping this small step can help them in a big way.
And And we're just encouraging people to make appointments, to schedule their donation, and to make some time to give the gift of life during the holidays.
That gift card promotion runs until December 15th, and their website gives a list of blood drives going on each day. And in sports, the Eagles take advantage of the Packers' poor run defense in a 40-33 win. Philly ran the ball for 363 yards. That's the most the team's had in a game in 74 years. The run game was led by Jalen Hurts with 157 rushing yards and Miles Sanders with 143. The Eagles are now 10-1, the first team in the NFL to reach double-digit wins. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.